What's up, everybody? All right, guys. Today, we're going to talk about getting your hair did.
Your hair did.
Yeah, get your hair did. Get your ears lowered.
Fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales. You're going to talk communication. You're going to talk leadership. You're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. Hey, fighters, I just want to make sure that you're aware that we have an amazing group coaching program helping hundreds of contractors all over the place called Battleground. If you go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you'll get access to not just amazing trainings and programs and over a dozen coaching calls a month and this and that, but the greatest community on planet Earth for home improvement contractors to build relationships, level up their game, and kick some serious butt in their business. So head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, and we'll see you in there when you're ready to grow your business.
Yeah. Let's talk about our wives first, Greg, because that's so much more fun. I know that my wife has been having her hair done by a girl. Oh, my God. 30 years. You know how much dirt that girl knows about me and my family?
Shit. Well, a lot.
But why do you think she knows so much about my family?
Well, I'm guessing she gets uninterrupted time with your wife, and she gets to ask her all these questions, and it's a safe place to share. They've known each other for so long.
Yeah. Who do you think the smartest person in that room is when she's sitting in that chair?
It's got to be your wife.
Absolutely. So you've had a wife. So how long has she been going to see this girl or her guy?
So I'm starting to wonder, Tim. She gets her haircut every week. And I'm starting to wonder if something else is going on. She goes, I don't know, once a month or whatever. I don't know when they go. They go once every 6 weeks or whatever it is. Yeah, and they go. And I do know the husband pretty well and the kids, and we've hung out. So I can't even imagine the little snickers I get when they see me outside.
No, yeah. They know everything about our marriage. Well, I can't say that. I think that a lot of women share everything, their marriages, their sex life, about their kids, about their education, about problems they're having in school. But why? Why is it that that person will open up and, you know, very much like a bartender, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bartender is your best friend.
Because they are quiet and they listen.
Yep. Ask questions.
So how weird is that then that you're going? And even us, Greg, we go to a barber or a hairdresser, wherever you go, and they're ready to shut their mouths and listen to everything you have to say.
It is amazing. I don't know if it's a lot of it. It's someone you go to and it's like, this is my time to feel important. And they ask us these questions and we feel important and we feel empowered. So we're just getting all this dirt out. And it's like this time for us just to get all this stuff out. Cause you know, you don't have to see him again for like a month or 6 weeks, right? So you're just kind of spilling everything and you feel better about yourself just being able to get all that stuff out.
Right. So it's a snapshot of time is all you're sharing with them. And you're in the chair for a guy, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But for girls, it could be a longer period of time where they get a lot of information out. And they are great listeners. I don't know, Greg, do you think they learn how to be good listeners in school?
No, hell no. When is school? Well, I'm not going to say that. School does give you some. I didn't learn shit in school, but definitely not school. Where do you think they're picking this stuff up? How to ask questions and communicate?
If they were smart, they'd be looking at the hairdresser next to them, getting larger tips and realizing what they're doing. Because if they're spending more time talking than that client in that chair, or that bartender's talking more than he's listening, it doesn't pay off.
Wow, that's a good point. So it sounds like you're saying if these people are connecting with the people they're cutting, they're getting bigger tips.
I think they're
for the most part. Not always, Tom. There's some cheapskates out there, right?
Right. So let's take money off the table. Let's not even talk about that. It's a monetary return. I think the emotional return is higher. There's a bond. My wife has been going to the same person for over 30 years. It's not because she has wonderful hair or my wife will tip her well, because there were times in our life 30 years ago we didn't have money. And it was okay. Hard. It was difficult for her, you know, for us to come up with the money to go ahead and do that when we had kids. There's an emotional bond there.
Okay. I got you.
I am honestly, Greg.
So she's gone to her for 30 years. And has she ever talked about going to somebody else?
Never.
Cut you off.
No, never. 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 I mean, there were times, Greg, I didn't want to go to get my hair cut, even though I needed it. I just kind of want to like drive by and drop my head off and come back and get it later on. Because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to talk. I don't want to voice my opinion. Maybe it's contradictory to what they will. Or what I don't want to talk about is I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want to talk about vaccines. I don't want to talk about certain things. And that may be the hot topic they've talked about for the last, whatever, a year. How do you come up with something that's something they never talk about? If I go in there and start talking about the way I think, man, they're thinking, who the hell is this guy, right? I may never get out of that chair. That you know, I said I want to, you know, 2 inches tall on the top, and the thing is like freaking inch and a half, an inch tall, because they keep on talking because they want to hear what you got to say. I just want to drop my head. See you later. Just text me. Let me know when I'm done.
Awesome.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.